Reflection by Father Luis Cezano, Luke 10, 17-24. May your name be written in heaven. 1. Power. The power of a Jesus apostle is to help, to serve, and to facilitate life for others. It is to help carry the heavy backpacks that people carry. The church's power is service. Please do not look at the church through the mundane power, since this will make you see your brothers like employees, your parish like a company. Follow the guidelines instead of the gospel, and being close to the priest as a power against your brothers, rather than an opportunity to learn to help others. The power of the church is to liberate Jesus within us, not to use him in our political, ecclesial campaigns. 2. Joy. It is wonderful to see how the church continues to operate, even though there are many internal struggles. The Holy Spirit continually shows us he is with us. It is the joy that we have when the Holy Spirit is within us. I like to study the history of the church, especially John the 23rd and Paul the 4th. I have arrived at the conclusion that in the hardest moments for the church, many saints emerged. There was never a lack of disaster prophets, and we were never short of saints who showed that Christ leads his church. 3. Happiness. How wonderful it is when one finds happiness in God. It is beautiful to see someone smile and to know that the Christian community wants our happiness. I do not want you to be a priest or a nun. I do not want you to become a movement or an institution. I just want you to be happy. The road depends entirely on you and God. Cheer up. Jesus is the confessional waiting for you. And always remember this absolution formula, which concedes forgiveness and peace through the church ministry. Let's search for forgiveness and peace today, because heaven is our goal. God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And do not forget, heaven is our goal.